Karibuni Rafiki, welcome to the Mumbo Jumbo podcast with me, Sonia, and
Chance.
Mm-hmm. So what's our topic?
Hi guys, so our topic for today is colleagues and friendships.
Colleagues.
Like how to build boundaries, how to be friends with colleagues, and at what time or at what point do you build boundaries with your colleagues?
Yeah. So
before we dive into it, how was your week?
Tired.
Exhausted?
Yeah, I'm tired. My back was hurting today. Like, I don't know, this whole time my back has been hurting. It's getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
I feel like after the accident, so. Yeah.
Okay. So.
What about you?
I had a sickly week. I was very sick. I haven't gone to work for a few days. Yeah, but we move and we hope for the best.
That's all you can do.
Yes. So, our topic is something that I know like a lot of people have discussed about it. Like, the question is, colleagues, are you ever friends with your colleagues at work?
Some of them.
Some?
Some, no.
How? Why?
Some. Like, the thing about me, I observe people, right? So I watch how you move and stuff. It's not that I'm being closed off. It's just that I'm protecting my peace. And sometimes you just meet people and you have that instant, like that gut feeling, you're like, you don't like a person. So basically your intuition, and I go by my intuition. And most of the times I've been right about people. Whenever I feel like my spirit just doesn't align with that person, I usually just lay back with that person and just watch how they are. And you won't see me, I won't go close to that person.
Yeah.
That's basic.
What everybody that I knew that wasn't for me, my intuition told me that they wasn't for me. I first meet you, and I'm like, ooh, to myself, it's a funny feeling about you. This person is not right for me. This person is bad news. We should pay attention to that intuition. But sometimes we don't pay attention to that intuition, and we continue to mess with those people. They're going to show you why that your intuition popped up on them. So they're going to do something messed up to you, and then you're going to be like, you know what? I knew that was going to happen because I felt it when I first met you. And I should have trusted my intuition. Always trust your intuition. That is a God-given ability that God himself gave you. So don't ignore it. We get mad at the process when they fuck us over. Is it our fault that we ignored our intuition? They're going to show you why that your intuition popped up on them. Because they're going to do something messed up to you. And then you're going to be like, you know what? I knew that was going to happen because I felt it when I first met you. And I should have trusted my intuition. Always trust your intuition.
How are you? This one has friends,
acquaintances, and
I'm
friends.
I'm joking, yeah.
I think for me, I also do observe, but also I'm a very big person on the energy and the aura. Like, if I feel like we are not clicking the first time, you and I will never click ever. Like, there's just gonna be, like, we can talk about like work things and like maybe, you know, some politics or whatever, but then afterwards it's just gonna be like, that's it. Like, we're all gonna go separate ways.
Yeah.
And not like, I'm not saying like in a way that if I find you outside, I will not say hi to you.
Yeah.
I'll say hi to you. Of course, like, I know you from somewhere, you and I work in the same company or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just like, there's not gonna be like, oh, let's hang out sometimes, or oh, let's grab coffee sometimes.
Yeah.
There's not gonna be that giggly every time. I think for me, it just, it depends. Also with the part, because I might like you and you might not like me back, and then that's okay.
I have like some friends who are like co-workers and stuff, and like, yeah, I share like life stuff with them, but then I feel like with those co-workers, we're like in the same range as like age-wise, and so they understand me better, like when it comes to like life choices or like just random stuff when we talk about stuff, like, and we do like sometimes go out like to, what is this, for coffee or something like that, but that's like, I actually know them like outside of work, right? And I have built that relationship with them. But then it's just like some people at work, you always have to be on guard, because like you don't know, like sometimes what they're planning, you know, sometimes when you like have your guard down or you're like discussing your personal stuff, later on they bring it up.
And also boundaries are crossed.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So like, I think it's just knowing who like to trust, and not everyone at work is your friend.
No.
Because I find some people too, like they're like, they use you as a stepping tool to get to a next position higher than you. So like,
definitely.
You also have to be mindful of that, right? So like, even if you make friends with like them, like some stuff like,
just don't trust these
people. Yeah, you can't just like be And also, like, personal stuff.
And
like,
not opening yourself up, like, yeah, way too fast and way too much.
Yeah,
you're like, too you need to be, like, I would talk some talk. There's, like, people that I've actually met at work. Mm-hmm. And, like, we've clicked and we've talked and we've, like, we have so much similarities.
Yeah.
It's, like, when they see that person, they see me. Like, that's mm-hmm. how good it is. And I think for me, like, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it means, like, you and I yeah. can talk about things and about stuff. And, like, we can relate to some things. And sometimes you cannot relate, mm-hmm. but the fact that they'll be like, oh my god, if you see this person, you see Chance, or if you see Chance, you see this person,
mm-hmm.
I think for me it's a good thing, especially if you have good values and you have you have like things that people see in me, like the good values yeah. and not the bad.
Yeah, because like there's also an instant like where like your coworkers sometimes, like us as human beings, we don't see ourselves like as valuable, all the skills that we have, right?
Yeah.
Unless someone else, and then it's usually your coworkers who see that skill within you, right? And that's why sometimes, like in your workplace, they see those skills, and then like it becomes a conflict.
It does,
because like you bring so much more, or like there's something they lacking, right?
They see your strengths.
Yeah, they see yeah. your strength. People always see your strength before you see your own strengths,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So like it's also like with management too, right? And also having good like coordinators or whatever supervisors, they're the ones who are like gonna be like. Having good ones is the ones that like they'll push you to do better. They'll be like, oh, I've noticed that you're actually good at this. Why don't you try this? Why don't you do this?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Not like them be like some of them they will like, what is this? Instead of letting you grow, like they'll hinder your growth.
Mm-hmm.
You won't grow at all. You'll just be stuck in the same place. And then some of them they enjoy just you being there at the bottom with everyone else. Mm-hmm. And then they climbing the ladder. So mm-hmm. I find that some supervisors they don't want you to grow. They want you to be in that same place.
Hmm. I never thought of it like that.
Yeah, because I always see it. I've seen it. I've seen it firsthand. There's people who do not want to see you grow. And then there's also like the office gossip and stuff like this.
Oh, I love those.
Don't be one of them.
No. I'm not talking about like gossiping about other colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
Of course not.
Yeah.
I'm talking about just like watching the same TV shows. Like watching...
No, I'm talking about the other gossip.
No. That's... I love the fact that like we can like sit and be like, did you watch UK Love is Blind? Or like, did you watch Love Island? Or did
yeah.
I love that because then like we have
something. You have something to bond over.
And
too.
Also for
yeah.
me personally, I like people that like I can have fun with while we work.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it's time to work, we do our job.
Mm-hmm.
And when like... We are like it's quiet, it's chilled, it's like we are just, you know, giggling moments.
Yeah.
I do not like serious people. I think it's for me personally, this
mm.
just like people are too serious for me. And I know myself, I cannot handle, like I am serious at some extent.
Yeah.
But it's just like there's those people, even if you're talking to them or something funny, they just like that's the only
No, the thing is I think
they don't actually laugh. You're just like
just
am I boring or what?
How
so
do you balance?
Yeah, but how do you balance between them, like you being friends with them, and then you outside you're like, because
mm-hmm.
there are people like at work they will talk to you,
mm-hmm.
when you're outside they will never even say hi to you. Like I've experienced.
I give
that.
You the same energy you give me.
Yeah, exactly.
So
there's people at work they will be like, oh hi, how are you? How was your week? Oh my god,
yeah.
you look beautiful. I like your hair. But when you're outside and they're with people that they know and you like meet with them,
yeah, they're like,
yeah, they shun you out.
Oh yeah, like close
yeah.
off.
Because then like when you're friends with people from work, it builds
yeah.
a sense of community.
Mm. And you see those people so many,
exactly.
they become like part of
family,
your family.
Yeah, they become like part of your little circle.
Yeah.
That every if you wanna host something, if you wanna do something, you're like, oh, I should invite this person. I think
mm.
they would like it.
Yeah.
And like I have those kind of people,
mm.
and I think it's very important that I have them, because in life you never know what's going to happen next,
mm-hmm.
and you're never going to know which season you are in, that you need which person in that season,
mm-hmm.
and I mean like the hard seasons and the good seasons,
yeah.
right? And I think that's why for me I keep an open mind, and like then you say, if you give me the same energy give, you give me the same energy give, if you don't
yeah.
like me, also I will not say I don't like you, but I will also not do not like you.
Yeah, I'll just never be around you.
Exactly.
You mean you will know if I don't like I
you
I
will know if
I
don't like you.
I don't know, my face, I just have a bitch face, like just sitting
yeah.
bitch face. So like I think like sometimes even though I'm just like, they're like, oh, you're so serious. No, but sometimes there's a time and place for work. Like there's a time where you like you can be laughing and stuff and having
and
fun,
like,
and there's
no.
a time you're serious. And then
yeah.
like sometimes I feel like some co-workers, they don't get that. They'll be like, oh, you're so mean. No, I'm not mean. It's just like, now it's time to work.
Let's work.
Let's work. So like, why would I be still sitting there laughing with you when there's like stuff to be done?
Yeah, that's true. But I think another thing is like, like you said, just to be very careful with the kind of things you share with people, mm-hmm. because what you share with people, mm-hmm. it might be a gateway or a path for them to get promoted. That's what I would say, because you can never trust everyone. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't trust people that easily. I've learned that the hard way. And sometimes, like, even the people that you reach somewhere and you're like, oh, like, I have this good connection with this person, it reaches a point where, like, that connection fails. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, wait, I thought we had something going. Like, I thought we had this whole sisterhood going on. That sisterhood ends at some point. And maybe it's not because maybe it's not your fault, maybe it's not their fault. Mm-hmm. It's just that you've reached at a certain point in life where you, both of you have fallen out of each other. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Then now, you can't be taking every fallout of friends, of like people in your life, as a grudge. Sometimes it's a way that it's God showing you that this season you're about to go in, this person they don't need to be in this season.
They said something like, regarding that, right? Like, there is a season to friendship, right?
Yeah.
They sometimes, like, you need that person to teach you something, a lesson, or like to grow from it, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like, they might not always be in your life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were only there for that time period, mm-hmm. and that's what God written for that person to be in your life for that time period, right? Mm-hmm. So the thing is with us, like, to try to hold on to those friendships when they're not even benefiting us, or sometimes they're even bringing misery into our lives.
A lot, yeah.
So, like, and also, like, even in regards to, like, even people at work, like, sometimes you gotta move in private, especially when you're applying to, like, a different position within your job.
Oh, within you gotta move in so private.
You have to move in private.
Like, no one has to know what
nobody needs to know. Nobody needs to know, like, what's happening.
Yeah.
Like, your prayer can be loud, but, like, your movement
has to be very secretive.
Yes, to be very.
But even your prayer has to be very secretive.
Yeah, but, like, it's not like you're going, like, oh, I've been praying for this.
You never know who's listening to it. Mm. But, yeah, that's true. Like, if you are working, you're applying for the next position. Mm-hmm. Just be quiet about it. Like, just even act position. Like, yeah, just act like it doesn't even exist. Mm-hmm. If they ask you, like, oh, yeah, mm-hmm, okay, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, good luck. Yeah, mm-hmm. Things like that.
And also, like, the people that I hate, like, at workplaces, the people who think they know everything.
Oh,
that's
those.
I don't like people.
There's
like that.
Those, and then those people that I think for me, one thing that I've learned is that people will, there's a certain time or point at mm-hmm. work, if you have better connections with people, other people will feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, they'll be, like, very intimidated by that connection you have with that person. Mm-hmm. And that can be dangerous. Now, it's up to you to be very mm-hmm. careful how you use that, because it can either build you up or destroy you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've really learned that in a very hard way.
Yeah, the thing is, like, who's this? So my mom, like, she's like, whatever, a supervisor, right? So, like, she was, like, supervising someone and, like, training them for their role and stuff, right? And then later on, that person is telling her exactly what to do when she trained you for that position. Does that make sense?
No, because she didn't train the teacher.
I'm just like, what the hell? And then she looked at it and she's just like, okay, whatever. She just, because my mom is very, like, she's very quiet. She's just like, okay.
Me too. I stay very, I act like I don't even know.
Yeah,
I don't
be like, but then the person got so used to being, like, comfortable telling her, like, stuff to do, my mom just quiet. And then one day my mom's like, I trained you. So, like, how are you going to be telling me what to do when I trained you? And then even, like, my mom doesn't go back and forth with like, people she works with, right?
No.
Even the other manager was, like, surprised. It's like, what's wrong? What's wrong?
Yeah, you cannot say anything. Yeah. Like, oh, today you said something.
Yeah, she's like, and then she was like, oh, you know, and then she went to, like, oh, you know, Esperance did this little thing. She forgot to do this. And then my mom's like, I see you every day do mistakes here. Do I go and announce it?
Do I even tell anyone?
I come to you directly and tell you to fix your mistakes.
Yeah.
So how dare you go and tell, like, the manager and stuff when you have done so many mistakes? And then how can you be training me when I train you? Like, some people lack common sense. Like, some people, they
become the teacher.
I don't get it. Like, some people, as soon as they get to a position, they're just like, oh, I know it all.
Yeah, like, the little the knowledge that they know. I'm so sorry. I had to say this. Mm. I feel like sometimes I do not want, like, to say what level of education I've earned or accomplished.
Yeah.
Just that, and maybe, forgive me, there's just like some people they feel like, oh, I have a master's in this and I was taught this. I know it doesn't mean, is it like, people need to understand this, like, basic knowledge, mm-hmm. there's like common sense, mm-hmm. and then there's like the knowledge that you get from school.
Yeah,
does that make sense? Like, common sense and basic knowledge is not the same.
It's not.
Basic knowledge, it's like things that you know, like these are the policies and whatever. Common sense is like you thinking before you do something. But people do not understand. Just because you have a master's in social work or clinicals or whatever, doesn't mean that you're an expert at everything that has to do with that field.
That's why, like, some people, like, you don't have to be like this. You know, people who are actually smart,
yeah,
they're, like, in the room with people who are actually smart. They're there to grow, right?
Yeah.
So, like, instead of you, like, just opening your mouth and just, like, talking, oh, I know this, I know this. Whenever you go into a room, most of the time people who know stuff, they're usually quiet.
Because
they're like, they can take stuff from it. When you, whenever you go to a meeting like with people who like, who are actually like grow and stuff, like you, that's how you're gonna grow. Like stand there, be quiet and listen. You know, sometimes you don't have to always interject. Oh, I need to say this. I know this. I know this.
Mm-mm.
Like a know it all. Like,
yes. It's too much. No wonder you've been given Little Miss Perfect.
No, those are two exes. That's what they are.
Anyway, it was an exciting moment to talk about this topic. We had so much fun discussing it.
Mm-hmm.
And we might be doing part two of some of the topics that we've talked to in the past. Because some people requested for part two.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's only fair that we will sit down and discuss if we can do part two.
Yeah.
Like peace and forgiveness. A lot of people liked that. And it was my favorite topic. Yeah, it was like my favorite topic of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one day we are going to do a second episode.
Maybe bring other people in.
Yeah, and like bring other people of experiences and people that have so much to share from experience and other things.
Yeah.
And then of course, if you have your relatable story, do not forget to DM us on our Instagram page and our Facebook page too, even though sometimes we're having issues with it.
Chance doesn't want to upload in that page.
No, that's very hard. It's like so hard. And then like for the TikTok account, we're having some issues, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't follow us, like and share with your friends and family. On YouTube, do not forget to subscribe. Subscribe. How do you know
what podcast and not subscribe? As well, watching. Stop watching, secret watching, stop. I know you want to subscribe, just subscribe then.
Subscribe to it, share, comment. Like, what do you want to learn next? What do you want to share next? What have you learned from this topic? And what do you think we should discuss next?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you never know, you might be one of our favorite person to invite to this podcast.
Don't say favorite person.
It's very selective. Okay, you might be one of the people to invite on the podcast.
Yeah.
So ladies and gentlemen, we really appreciate it. We had a very fun time talking about this topic.
Yeah.
Do not forget to tune into our Reddit Wednesday topics. They're the most funniest and very gigglish. And of course, I know that you guys are going to love them. So Rafiki, have a good week. And of course, we shall see you next time. Bye.
Bye.